This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
The Buck Sexton Show.
All right, we're joined now by Israel Ortega. He is a columnist. He's written a piece up on thehill.com. Here's what Trump should say in his immigration speech. Israel, great to have you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Buck. Appreciate it.
All right. What should he say? Go to it.
I think, he's got to realize that his idea of deporting, 12 to 15 million people is both impractical and prohibitively expensive. It's just a recipe for big government. So I think, him kind of back.
Wait, did we lose Israel? I'm sorry, I lost you for a second. Him doing what?
I'm sorry. Him necessarily, him going back on this idea, he's going to deport 12 to 15 million people. It's just common sense. I mean, from the very beginning, it was just a ludicrous idea. And so I think, him just saying, look, we're going to deal with the folks who have committed crimes, and then we'll figure out a way to bring into the fold people who have been here for generations. That makes sense. And I mean, even Republicans agree with that. I mean, I was struck by exit polls this spring in places like Texas, for example, where a majority of Republicans were comfortable with the idea of legalizing undocumented immigrants. So I think it's a no-brainer here. This is the way he ought to be doing it.
So you think that it's smart policy. How do you think this is going to play? Because I got to be honest with you, I'm sort of sitting here saying, I remember in the early days of the Trump campaign when it was, we're going to deport 11 million and everyone's freaking out and loving it so much and everything. And he changes on this issue. Trump supporters don't care at all. It's not like this is something that he tossed in there. Like the Muslim ban was in response to a terrorist attack. It sort of, he talked about it and it was off the cuff, and then he said it again. And this was not day one, but the very beginning of the Trump surge deporting people. And now, I agree with you. I never thought this was going to happen, but I feel like Trump supporters did think it was going to happen, and now somehow they don't care.
No, it's amazing because even Ann Coulter just recently, I think, was quoted as saying that it may not be a bad idea to allow some illegal immigrants to stay in the country. So it seems like, the people that would be jumping at this and saying, oh, this is amnesty, are basically giving Donald Trump a pass. So with that, then it's like, look, a majority of Americans believe that we ought to bring into the fold people who have been living here in this country, with the exception, of course, of people who have committed crimes, because I think that's something that even Hillary Clinton until recently was saying, that people who have committed crimes ought to go. So there's no risk for Donald Trump to do this. He's got to just pivot from this and really start being more presidential and being more serious. And by doing this on immigration, I think it's a good start.
Now, do you think it's fair to say, and of course we're looking into the future, so this is an assessment, not a statement of fact, but is it fair to say that Trump pivoting on this issue, and there are like memes about Trump pivoting now all the time. People make lots of jokes about all the Trump pivots that have happened or that have been promised and haven't happened, actually, is really the way it's gone down. But do you think that this is going to perhaps help Trump with his very poor numbers, with college-educated whites, with suburban moms, etc., but not with Hispanics or Latinos? I don't think that this is going to – that softening this stance on immigration is going to make much difference in the Latino vote, or will it?
No, I think you're right, Buck. I mean, I think for most Hispanics, it's unforgivable, what Trump has done. In terms of, the whole thing about rapists, and really just even from that point. So, yeah, I think in many cases, I think the Hispanic community, that vote is sort of set. I'm less hopeful about that. But I think you're right. It's more about the college educated population. It's about suburban moms. I mean, I think if he can moderate on immigration, he can seem more serious, because I think that's a big knock on him now, is that he's not serious. I mean, a lot of the policies that he throws out there are just not are impractical. So I think if he does this, he might be able to cut into that lead because, you know, when you look at places like Missouri where he's only clinging on to a 1-point lead. I mean, if you're not winning Missouri, you're in trouble. And so I think that this is a start, but obviously he's got a lot to do to catch up.
Now, on the issue of the wall, you think he might actually try to build a wall, or is that also up for discussion?
No, I mean, that's another idea where, I mean, you're talking about, as you know, I mean, the wall, I mean, our U.S.-Mexico border is vast, and you've got places where, you know, you've got private property, you've got, there's water. I mean, there's different, you know, just different degrees of complexity there. So I think it's more about Donald Trump saying, look, we're going to secure the border. That may include bringing in technology to do that, to make sure that we know who's coming in. I mean, that's the way to do it. I mean, this is something that you've got support in Congress to do, but it's got to be done right. And the idea of just kind of throwing money and you know, throwing out this idea that we're going to just have this impenetrable wall, again, it's just something that, you know, just doesn't square with reality. So it was always one of those things where you make promises, but at the end of the day, I think now that we're getting close to the election, he's got to get even more serious.
Can he win, in your opinion? Do you think he can pull this off?
Well, it's going to be a haul. There's 11 weeks left before the election. Not a whole lot of time, but look, you know, there are things that we don't know about. I mean, those emails that Hillary Clinton is still dealing with. You've got, you know, the possibility that Trump could have an amazing debate performance. Hillary Clinton just collapses, for example. I mean, those are factors that could definitely shape this race. And you know, anything is possible. You know, 11 weeks is a long time, but in many ways. You know, it's got the possibility of really turning back and turning in the favor of Trump.
Israel Ortega is a senior writer for Opportunity Lives. He's got a piece up on the Hill right now. Here's what Trump should say in his immigration speech. Israel, really appreciate you joining us on the show today. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Buck. Appreciate it.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, I mean this, but you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.